Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around your devices and hang on to your hat, for tonight's broadcast will take you deep into the heart of danger. When last we left our intrepid adventurers, they were tangled in the web of treachery, deceit, and dark magic in the shadowy depths of the Western Wastes. On the previous episode of the Dias Cast, our brave heroes faced horrors that would chill the spine of even the stoutest of souls. After a harrowing journey through a village steeped in death and decay, where corpses writhed with giant worms and the air was thick with dread, the party ventured underground seeking the mysterious Rend. But what they found was far more sinister than they could ever imagine.
Who is talking?
Who is JFK, I think.
After a spine-tingling break into a nearby garden shed that was more in the style of Bugs Bunny than Indiana Jones, they were dying, like everyone else, to get into the tomb.
Ooh, Kevin, that's good writing.
Ay, ay, ay.
Breaking through the stone walls, our heroes stumbled across the carcass of a gigantic ancient worm, insides stretching as far as the eye could see. And as they pressed on, the walls closed in, echoing with the sound of leather sliding against leather. An ominous warning of the terrors to come, but the danger did not stop there. As they made their way through the worm's decaying body, purple worms slithered by, their gaping maws filled with razor-sharp teeth.
Filled with raisins.
Filled with raisin-sharp teeth. The heroes narrowly avoided detection, their hearts pounding in their chests. But the worst was yet to come. Chisk!
Ask not what you can do for your country.
Chisk, guided by his clever magic, was hot on the entrail, get it?
Oh.
Of his brother, and led our courageous party to burst without wreck into a hidden chamber, only to come face to face with two towering giants, their skin as black as night and their eyes filled with suspicion. In a daring gambit, Chisk tried to worm his way into the giant's confidence by pretending to be his long-lost brother, Rend. But alas, the giants were not so easily fooled by his wooden performance.
Good.
And now, dear listener, as the giants prepare to strike, our heroes find themselves in a dire predicament. Will they escape the clutches of these formidable foes? Or will the Western Wastes claim yet another set of souls? Tune in to this next thrilling episode of the Dias Cast, where danger lurks around every corner and the fate of our heroes hangs by a thread.
Wow.
Tell me you wrote that.
I half wrote it.
It was improv. It was all improv.
There was all improv parts. I got it. This is an internal only goof that I got to recommend Kevin for, which is led our courageous party to burst without wreck, in brackets, recklessly. That's fucking good.
I've been thinking about without wreck since he said it. What? Yeah. Without wreck.
Very good.
Yeah. Recklessly. God. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Boom.
All right.
Now we have to live up to that.
Okay. So.
That's all he had. That's all the brain power.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, no. Let's meet our cast of characters, starting with Gideon Sweets.
Ask not what the giants can do for the worm, but more so what the worm can do for the giants. I'm Gideon Sweets. Vote for me.
All right.
Gideon Sweets supports Al Gore.
I'm going to forget it. Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah, that's
cool. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
big
okay.
Big twist.
I like doing voices, but yeah, my political beliefs lie elsewhere.
And let's meet Maeve. Maeve.
Oh, I am not old enough to vote. So I feel very conflicted about what is happening in the intros. Thank you.
Thank you. I rescind my nomination.
And standing in the throes of his failed performance, Chisk!
Hello, everybody. I would be hypocritical if I did not also support Al Gore. It would be a terrible, awful decision by all the Pineys. It would be voting against your own interests, so Al Gore all the way.
Are you saying Al Gore 2025?
Al Gore all the way.
Al Gore everybody who doesn't vote for Al Gore.
Oh, my God.
Bars. Oh, shit.
Threats work really well in politics, I find.
Yeah.
Yeah, threats.
All right, so with more cutting edge and yet topical intros, Ilex!
We didn't get to write ours. We didn't get to write ours, Kev.
Ah, see? It's me, Ilexeldeen. I've sounded like this the whole time. Now, you're going to hear something coming down your ear holes. It's going to shake you to your very core.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
It's a man.
That's better than mine.
Wearing a cape named Al Gore. Give him your vote, folks. See you at the stumps.
Hey.
I don't know what happened. Stumps. Hello, it's me, Ilex.
I blacked out.
Yeah, I don't think you should be saying stumps around Pineys.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
That was a anyway.
Oh, coming down your ear holes. Yeah, welcome to the Dyer's Gast. Wild.
What are we doing here?
Should we keep going with the bit of trying to pretend them?
I don't think it worked. I'm
pretty sure they're ready to kick our asses.
But maybe.
I don't think it worked.
But what if I can do it?
I don't want to take Chisk's agency away from him. So
me neither.
Just roll your initiative.
You would
Chisk,
have war.
And
let
me
know there's always war.
What you do on your turn. You can continue to try to pretend to be Ren the whole time while fighting them, or just simply talking to them. You're free to talk.
Is it just Chisk rolling initiative?
Oh yeah, because they haven't seen
not.
Us.
No.
I hope not.
Oh, yeah.
Although, yeah, wait, aren't some of us in hiding?
They haven't seen me.
Yeah.
We can continue to hide, but we should be in the initiative order, shouldn't we?
Yes.
Really quickly, I just want everyone to know I just clocked this for the first time, me, Madeline Hunter Smith. Kevin's name on our Riverside is a big fart.
I'm
just noticing that now. And it's a lot. It's a lot to handle.
He hasn't noticed yet.
I think he did.
I have noticed it, but I'm pretending it wasn't me.
Wait, so you named yourself noticed. Big Fart? That's weird. That's like giving yourself a nickname.
Well, as always, when there's a big fart, you have to pretend it wasn't you.
Yeah.
I have noticed that I am Big Fart, and I'm trying to pretend it wasn't me.
Was it, mate?
Oh, man. Right. I'm going to be doing JFK the whole episode,
yeah, it's game over. It's JFK episode.
All right. So what do we have for initiatives, Ilex?
20.
20. All right. Maeve.
I don't want to tell you because it's bad.
Mine's probably worse.
It's 9.
So I guess like 4?
It is worse.
Chisk.
8.
8. Coming up behind. Gideon.
16.
Yeah.
All right.
Did we resolve that hit at the end of the... Did I
Yeah,
did
you
I
hit. Hit. You hit.
Yeah, okay, great.
You
huge,
didn't do
huge,
damage.
Huge.
You didn't roll
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I love it. Damage.
What's above passive-aggressive? What's the one above?
Aggressive?
Aggressive-aggressive.
Yeah, aggressive-aggressive.
Centrally aggressive?
Yeah. Neutral-aggressive.
That's right. My alignment.
Yeah.
Ilex.
It goes passive-neutral, neutral-aggressive.
Yeah, that actually is, there's probably something really good there. I mean,
we'll workshop it for next
and
episode.
We'll just let it fly by.
Yeah, Ilex, you are first to react. You see these two tall titans pulling out their wickedly sharp battle axes. What are you doing?
Well, from the shadows, I'm going to stay hidden so I can follow Chisk's lead. I'm not going to reveal myself, but I will quietly draw my bow and hold an action to shoot if something takes a swipe at my dear friend Chisk.
Okay, fair enough. I'll just get you to roll me a stealth to see if you can remain unnoticed.
25.
Do we still have pass without a trace?
We still have pass without trace. I'm still concentrating.
Baby, let's go.
Right. So you're readying an action, and what are you going to do on your readied action, just to be technical?
Shoot this thing directly in the heart.
All right.
Thank Get you. It hard, because...
What did you say?
Oh, hard, yep. Because... I'm here. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Yep.
The first one steps forward to Chisk.
Already?
Yes.
Shoot it.
Maybe it's just going to say hello.
I think the tone of the room is maybe not one of saying hello.
There's a bit of maple syrup coming out. Just a bit.
Please, Chisk. All right, save it for private.
With the bubbles and everything.
Like when you shake it up too hard. Yeah.
So, you shake it up.
This thing reaches down with this long hooked axe.
Don't you touch
and
me.
Slashes at you.
Ah, you fucker.
He gets a 22 to hit.
Nope, doesn't hit. I'm good.
I'm actually good.
Are you serious it doesn't hit?
No, I'm not serious.
Okay, I was like, what the?
What the fuck? 22 would be insane. Like,
I fudged that roll. How did I not hit?
I lied. Chisk, you take 16 points of damage as this thing catches you.
Oh my god!
I go to shoot it, and I roll a nat 1 on my tack.
No. Oh my god, that's all over.
So it's gotten too close, and it like moved with such a big footstep, I didn't see how close it was going to get, and I wildly missed shoot.
Oh, fuck.
Yes, and you did more than actually just shoot. I'm going to get you to roll me an 8-sider.
We do crit fails here? Oh, we do fumbles.
We do.
Here in this at this party, we fumbled.
The last time Alex got a crit fail shooting an arrow, she shot me in the ass.
That's right. I shot you in the ass. Well, here's hoping I shoot you in the ass again. It's a 3.
Here we go, baby.
And not Chisk.
Oh, dear. You've hit yourself with a critical hit.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it's been a while since I've done that. Fuck. Sorry. Excuse my language. Sorry. Shouldn't swear like that. Hello, it's me, Ilex. I've been here the whole time.
Pops out.
Ah, fuck. All right.
Roll low.
12 points of damage to myself.
All right, and that was a critical hit. Just to be...
I did a critical...
You crit on yourself?
I crit on myself?
Yeah. You can't crit... Listen.
My client.
You have disadvantage on close range when you're shooting a long range weapon.
Oh. Yeah.
So if she hit herself, she would have disadvantage on the roll.
Baby.
You know what? I don't want to do that much math. I'll take my 19 points of damage. It's fine.
That's crazy. Holy shit.
You can still crit with disadvantage. Like you could roll 20s.
You can.
And still do a critical hit or a fumble.
That's true.
Now, both of these well-dressed giants are wearing cravats. So just give me an appearance of the cravat.
Oh, they're so well dressed. This one is like yellow silk with
very good
black bumblebees on it.
Cute.
It's cute.
They're both looking very trim, and they're both wearing sort of this black leather armor. So they're both very stylish.
Oh, sounds like there's a lot of cool character stuff we're not going to find out.
Okay.
I say, as I sort of step out from the shadows, I say, stop it. Don't you know who he is?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Chisk, you are scooped up.
What? Wait,
this
what?
Axe, when it sort of slammed into you, it picked it up and he flings you at Ilex.
Whoa!
Ilex, I need a dexterity check, please.
Holy a dex save?
Fuck.
A save,
no.
Yeah. These dexterity guys. Save.
18.
All right. You are able to duck out of the way as Chisk goes flying by you and slams into the wall. Chisk, you take an additional
Kevin, what do you have against me this?
What?
1 points of damage no as you are slammed to the wall by these guys.
No fucking way.
Okay, are that's quite enough of that. Me? We do not throw people here.
You see all right. Chisk just hit the wall.
Oh, and just lands.
The maple syrup smears down the wall behind him.
Yeah.
Oh.
No! Maple syrup just splatters.
Like a blood trail.
On the wall. I am nearly down, my friends.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Gideon, you can step into the room over top of Chisk to face these two giants.
Yeah, so let me just get the layout here a bit. where Ilex and Maeve were hiding, how close is that to the giants?
The room is not that big. Where the first giant, it's about 15 feet away. Sorry, well, the closest giant is about 10 feet away. The second giant is about 15 feet away in this 40 by 30 room.
Great. So first off, I'm going to go, kyaw! And I'm going to throw my ball bearings down at the giant's feet.
Nice. Got a little bit of Three Stooges action up in here.
Shoot. Okay. Well, I'll just kind of stand in front of Chisk and Ilex up at the front. I can't do a bonus action attack without taking an attack on the action, and the ball bearings are an action. So I'll just kind of take out my swords and just get ready.
All right. Maeve.
How far away is the first ogre?
I would say he's about 15, 20 feet away.
Okay, color is his cravat, you might be asking? Well, it is dark blue, and it is bedazzled. It says juicy in bedazzled rhinestones.
Nice. Oh. I like this guy.
So I run up to Juicy, and I am going to green flame blade. I cast green flame blade. I am going to pull out my little sword, and it just like ignites with this infernal green flame, and I'm going to smack him with it. Hopefully.
Mightily.
Yeah. Hopefully. 22.
That is a hit.
Marvelous. Okay, so.
The pain of casting a spell. I know it well.
Okay, so that is 12 damage on the first guy. And then the flame leaps to the second guy, and he takes 7 damage. Nice. Fire damage. It's fire damage also.
So it arcs from one to the other.
And then bonus action, I am going to heal Chisk. Finally, I'm going to heal somebody.
For a second, I thought you said kill.
I'm going to kill him.
I'm going to kill Chisk.
Oh, okay.
Heal him.
Put me out of my misery.
I like ball up my fist, and this like blue sparkly light kind of percolates between my knuckles, and I blast him with these 3 of them on you, Chisk.
What?
Nice. Okay, so we've got 14 healing.
Oh
for
my
you.
God! Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So much.
A whinny of a unicorn reverberates down the worm hallway.
Nobody fucks with my friend.
That's so nice.
That's so cute.
Let's talk about luck points. This is a new feature of the Tales of the Valiant that we are incorporating into the game.
Thanks, Cobalt Press.
Every time you miss a saving throw or an attack roll, you get a single luck point.
Every time you miss points. Or crit fail?
Yeah. No, every time you miss. You can then use your luck points to add to future attack rolls or saving throws, or you can spend 3 luck points to roll again to get advantage on a saving throw or an attack roll. You can have up to 5 luck points. When you get a 6th luck point, if you haven't used up any of your luck points and you get a 6th luck point, you lose them all. You roll a d4, and you take that new number of luck points. So the idea is to integrate them into the game to make sure they're put to use. And I quite like the system because it's basically replacing inspiration, and it's something that we can, you know, actively build on.
Right,
and sometimes
so
if you get a +1 or a +2, it makes. Yes.
That's interesting,
so,
yeah.
So Maeve will basically never collect them because she only ever crits.
Yeah, true. You know, Cobalt Press has been so great and done so many great things. The best one, though, is spreading out a little bit of luck points and inspiration across the whole cast of the Diaz cast.
That's right. And it's not. And what it turns into is that you didn't miss, you gathered a luck point.
Yeah, exactly. It's a positive.
I'm going to need a post-it note to track this. My goodness.
Yeah, I might need to ask some questions. I won't lie.
That is the luck points. Speaking of luck.
Do the enemies all also do this?
No. The enemies get to implement what are called doom points.
But fortunately for you guys. That sounds better.
Fortunately for you guys, I'm not completely familiar with how they're being used. So,
quick, fight. Fight before he reads.
Don't read. Yeah. Don't read, Kevin.
Fortunately for you, we'll kill these things before you have to.
Yeah. However, as we are talking about luck, let's move on to our next character. Chisk, what are you doing as you are coated with the unicorn sparkle of healing?
I just shake my head and I say, thank you, Maeve.
Maeve winks. Ding.
Oh.
I will not
sassy
tolerate this any longer. I have the power to banish you from this realm. And I cast banishment.
Yes.
Oh,
what a baller move.
Hell yes.
Okay, are you banishing Juicy or Bumblebee?
I'm going to banish Juicy because Bumblebee seems like they'd be like, oh, but my friend, you know?
Yeah, Juicy doesn't give a fuck.
Juicy. Yeah.
Although it'd be really funny if Juicy is the one that's like, oh, but my friend.
Yeah. Sorry. So there you go, Kevin. That's a good comedy note for you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right.
So they have to roll a charisma saving throw or be banished.
All right. They don't have a lot of charisma.
That's what I'm counting on.
And he got an 8, which I assume is banishing. Suck
it. Fails.
Okay.
So
get thee to the nether realm, bitch.
They just go. I say, stop, or I will do the same to you. To Bumble.
Ooh!
All right. Juicy disappears with his cravat being the last thing you see before there's an audible pop.
Tell me the cravat just kind of like flutters to the ground. Please, 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 please.
Oh,
please, please.
Yeah. Yeah. That's even better.
They don't travel through planes like regular.
That's right. Gideon, when you're editing this, I said that, not her.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. I can do that.
All right.
Just Photoshop it.
I'll just photo. That's right. Audio shop it. Okay. Alex, we are back to you. Chisk. Mm. Sorry. Did you want to do, like, an intimidation?
Oh, fuck yeah.
On Blackbee?
Yes. Bumblebee has the fortitude of a 9-year-old boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of reckless, but also doesn't like being yelled at. So I think this is without a good call.
Without wreck. Yeah.
And I'm yelling without
wreck. So, intimidation. Let's say, for you to intimidate, because I would almost... You know what? I would have given you an advantage for this because he did pop out of existence, except that he just did just sort of plow you across the room.
But he's also, we've been shooting him. He's got backup. We're yelling at them about throwing people. Come on. Give him advantage. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, big fart. Come on, big fart. Oh,
I was just about there, and now, no way.
That's okay. It was funny. Anyway, 16 for intimidation.
Oh, okay. So he says in a surprisingly small voice,
"I don't want you to. I don't want you to banish me away from my home here."
That's what I thought. Back up.
Chisk is becoming dark. Chisk.
Oh my god.
Chisk.
Sorry, is this lore? Do we need to? We're gonna dig into this one later.
No questions asked.
I was always Jark Chisk is my new
Chisk is actually the final boss of the whole campaign.
Chisk is the Antichrist.
Yeah. Actually, this turns out to be Red right now.
That would be
cool. That would be crazy. Yeah. That would be
you
crazy.
You guys should text about this next time.
Crazy planning.
It'd be so crazy and random.
Could have done it, Kevin.
All right. So he kind of backs up. He's still holding his axe, but he sort of backs up and he says,
what do you want from me?
I need you to stop what you're doing. Sit quiet. I have things to do.
Listeners, Diego looks war-torn.
You pieties are always so grouchy.
Sure I am. Do as I say.
And he crouches down. He's not sitting, but he is sort of like, he gets down on one knee.
Right. So just to add to this intimidation factor, he will need to make a dex save on my ball bearings, unfortunately.
Oh my god, could you imagine you're going to grovel and you just like skidby around all these
It's not a high check, but if he does fall, Jesus. That makes the situation better.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, he gets a two. Ooh,
that is a fall. Nice. That's a fail.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Yeah, so he just sort of does one of those complete falls where you just lose all your cool. His legs are all over the place. He lands on his axe.
On his axe?
On his axe. Yeah, no.
His axe? No, on his ass. His ass.
And his axe is skittering, and he sort of scrabbles to sit up, and now he's like, yeah, he is sitting flat on the ground with his legs stretched out behind him. And he's looking at you as he nervously fondles his yellow silk cravat.
Yeah. He's prone, right?
I would say yes. I would say he's just now like eye to eye with you.
I step forward and I turn around to face my friends and I go, what do we do? What do we do?
I can make him do anything we want, assuming he's...
His friend is only going to be gone for a minute and I'm concentrating real hard right
now. I know you are. Should we just kill this guy?
Yeah,
I think we should just kill him. I turned around.
Your axe will not go unpunished.
That's right. Your axe will not go unpunished.
My axe doesn't know anything. My axe is innocent.
We did it. Your axe will not go unpunished.
We win.
We win.
He crumbles at the puns we give. Attack.
You got it, boss.
Is it my turn? Sacred flame.
Are we just going? Can we just kill this guy however we want?
Well, I think you could try, but it is Ilex who goes next.
Okay, great. I step forward and I step directly in front of Chisk and I say, what were you even arguing about, idiot? And I shoot him with my bow. I'm rolling at disadvantage.
Because I'm just point short blank range. Shooting this guy. Yeah. I love that.
An 18 to hit.
That is so wrong.
So badass. Jeez.
That does hit it.
Okay. I'll roll both my hits first and then do damage together if that's okay. Second one. Oh, these are good disadvantage rolls. A 20. So two hits.
Look at you.
Oh my god. Ilex can't lose.
Yeah, what the hell?
She's good at very few things.
She did just shoot herself in the ass, but other than
that. But you know what? It's how she charges up.
Exactly. Not how you fall down, but how you get back up.
Right.
Also, shooting yourself in the ass is still impressive.
Especially as, like, a quadrupedal.
Her ass is like, yeah, that's right. Her ass is like 4 feet behind her. Okay, sorry.
For two hits, it's 34 points of psychic and piercing damage. And I think that psychic damage makes him really question his intentions.
That's right.
Does he look sorry?
He definitely looks sorry. Can you shoot with intimidation? I don't know. All right.
How's he looking? Does he look hurt?
He does look hurt.
Action surge. Yes. I don't think you're hearing me. Oh, I don't think that lesson fully landed, young man.
Oh my god.
Maeve's eyes are huge.
You were also a fighter.
Oh, that disadvantage was a 20 and a 19.
What?
Oh. That's disappointing.
That's still insane. A hit.
My first hit is a 29 to hit, and my second is a 15. Does a 15 hit?
A 15 does hit.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I guess they're just trying to eviscerate this guy.
Alex does not want that luck.
Chisk said to kill him.
Oh, I love it. Keep going.
I did.
I'm such a bad bitch.
I did.
I'm such a scamp.
Only 26 points on the second.
Only
that's like 65, 66 damage.
Okay, so he is staggered and barely hanging on.
I turn around.
He rises up to his height, just panicked and frantic now.
I turn to Gideon and I say, I think you can take it from here. And I just sort of like turn around and saunter away to go like put my arm around Chisk.
So sick.
Let's see. He's going to try to toss Maeve aside.
Gymnastics. It's the Olympics.
Unfortunately, he gets a 24. So he grabs you and he tosses you to one side.
Oh, no.
And you take, not too bad, 11 points of damage.
That's pennies, baby.
Oh, man.
Okay, now, the world.
I'll get you to roll me a four-sider, Maeve.
Why?
How many feet... Somebody feed you fly.
Somebody feeds me flies? What did you say?
She would actually love that.
Oh, how many feet do I fly? I fly 2 feet.
So, joke's on you.
All right, I rolled a 2, sorry.
All right, so you fly 20 feet through the
air. Jesus, Murphy!
For his second attack, who is right there in the doorway? I think it's Ilex.
I think we're all...
We're armed by
him. I think we're all around him, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so tell you what, we'll do it that way then. He's going to grab one of you other three, and it is Ilex.
To be fair, I think Ilex and I stood in front of Jisk.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Grab me. Go ahead. So I told you, we don't throw people.
You better listen to her.
He did grab you, and he did throw you as well.
Did he even roll to hit? Do I even get to save? Nothing.
Yeah, you got a 21.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think you take 13 points of damage, and I'll get you to roll a d4.
3.
All right. So you fly 30 feet. Let's see which direction. You land 10 feet past Maeve.
Maeve, really good job with that healing. That was really, really sweet.
So he sort of squishes out the door.
Wait,
did
what?
You guys have come in?
Yeah, two things. If he moves that much, I think I get an opportunity attack. Also, he had to use half of his movement to stand up.
Oh, he did have to use half his movement here to stand up. You're right.
You cannot escape.
All right, so he is just standing. Well, he's actually trying to wedge himself through the door, so he's on his hands and knees. So he is technically prone, and he is trying to get out into the worm to get past you.
Chop his ass.
Chop his ass.
Gideon, you are up next.
All right, so he's at... Can I shut the door?
No, he's halfway through the door. He's wedged in it. It looks like he's trying to escape. So he's trying to get out of the room into the worm.
Weak! You are weak!
All right. Well, then...
How many rounds are left? There's still... Oh, this is only the next round. So there's still 9 rounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on banishment, we're good. All right, and then, yeah, let's not fuck around. I'll just take 2 attacks on him while he's on the ground.
I'm right there, so does he get advantage?
I think I get advantage anyway.
Oh, great.
Because he's prone, but I do get sneak attack.
That's right, there you go.
25 to hit.
That's a hit.
Whew. And then 16 to hit.
16 is also a hit.
That's 31 damage.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
Tell me how you kill this Shadow Fate Titan.
I'm going to kind of... Zing, zing! His Achilles tendons. I'm going to grab his legs. I'm going to drag him back in the room. And I'm going to go...
Slash
JFK quote! And then I'm going to jump, land on his head, and 2 ball bearings go through his ass.
Oh, my. That's very specific. Yeah.
God, that just seems a little petty at that point.
Little Petty is Gideon's new nickname.
Little Petty.
We are currently out
my
of combat.
My name is Little Petty. All right, I'm gonna kind of clean up the door area and shut the door.
Yeah, I'll help Gideon with that.
And I'll kind of block the door.
Okay, we don't have much time. Is that right, Chisk?
Correct.
Okay, so I think we need to set something up here. He thinks you're Rend. When he comes back, we have to say, like, stop bickering and then leave this place with the evidence that he's dead now. You know, like...
Yes.
Because we can't kill another one.
Kevin, would I know if these creatures are native to this plane of existence?
That's a good question. Sure, make me a nature check.
That's a 15.
They are not native to this plane.
Not native to this plane of existence.
Oh my god, you banished him back home.
He's not coming back, my friend.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That huge. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Wait, why?
The way this spell works, if they're native to a different plane of existence, he just goes home.
Yeah, okay.
And
okay.
Stays there as long as I concentrate for the whole time of the spell.
for the rest of his life.
Well, he can come back by means of other magics, but he can't come back the second.
So wait, how did he get here in the first place?
Yeah, I don't know. Portals? We did it.
That's true. We came through portals.
We did a portal, yeah.
We did a portal.
Wow.
Do you know where he was from?
Because you were in like a cool bloodthirst.
I don't want to talk about that time in my life.
Sorry.
I was a different person then. I'm reformed.
That's true. If you banished Maeve, she would also disappear permanently.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, speaking
I don't want to hear any
resistance.
Shit about people from other planes, but do you know where?
Wait, we haven't talked about this. You're also from a different
what?
Place.
Wait, this is not the place for this discussion, is it?
No, we have better things to do.
I follow the god of knowledge. I'm curious, all right?
And it's a beautiful thing about you.
But you've also hit your head really bad, and that smear on the wall is starting to dry, so we should probably get going.
What are we doing about the worms?
Right.
Little Petty, you need a breather.
So, it feels... Like, should we try and hide this body, or should we just leave it in here and shut the door?
I think we leave it in here
message. It's a message. It is a threat.
We have to keep up the charade that Chisk is Rend and Rend is pissed.
Chisk is Rend is Rend is pissed.
So the room looks like it was some sort of ceremonial burial type room. There are there are 24 sarcophagus around the perimeter of this wall. They have all been broken open crudely. All of them sit, well, not necessarily empty, but, you know, there's some cushions and fine silk type things that have been tossed aside. But it looks like all of the bodies have been taken out of these sarcophagus.
How big are the sarcophagi?
They are human-sized.
Human-sized.
Or, well, humanoid-sized.
Not as big as the ogre.
No, definitely not as big as the ogre.
Okay. Well, listen, I have had my fair share of time around sarcophagi, and I can tell you that whatever was dead in these things is now probably walking around. I'm loving this idea of maybe sending a message. So really quickly, just as a little flavor, I'm going to cast Mold Earth under the body of the ogre. And I want to, like, form a kind of altar. just as a pretty picture, you know, for the next person who walks in this room.
Right. And sort of form up around them so the corpse is lying in something designed to instill fear.
Yes. Yes, yes. It's kind of, like, very gothic architecture.
Excellent. Very good.
With the spikes and the lines, you know.
Light on a steeple.
All right, so these sarcophagus have been broken into. It's not like the creatures have been broken out of.
Okay, I wanted to ask, does it look like they were raided, or does it look like somebody had, like, they had been broken open from the inside? Because yes, you say, like the cushions and the things are all over the place.
Yeah, it looks like simply they were broken into, and the corpses or skeletons or whatever was in there have been dragged out.
There is certainly some nefarious magic you can do with dead bodies, I know that.
May I go and have a look at the sarcophagi just to see what the what kind of culture initially put them down here?
Certainly, yes.
Can I make a history check?
Yes, you can.
I'm not good at that, but that's what I want to make.
Well, this is the only way to improve.
Oh, well, I got a nat 20. I'm better already.
Yes! Yes!
All right. So, the original inhabitants of this, the Fae Circle, were actually Fae. And so you'll see a lot of Elvish and wouldn't be Elseed, but they would be definitely Elvish. But the later coffins are human and dwarf. And actually, it's still some Elvish.
Is it Sylvan or Elvish?
I guess it would be, technically, it would be Elvish.
Right.
And there is one, as you're walking around, you'll see one seem to be stuffed with a bunch of different things.
Oh, this one's still got stuff in it.
Oh, no.
Come over here. Gideon, you like stuff. Come have a look.
I'm just scared of the door. I kind of want to scare... You guys can look for me. Okay. I just want to stay at the door.
Okay.
One of the coffins has stuff in it. Do you want to come over and have a look at the stuff?
I love stuff. You read my mind.
Everybody loves stuff.
So, in amongst the stuff, you see several very dark green and somber blue burial shrouds. They're made out of fine silk. They have just been bundled up and stuffed into there. there is a bunch of unusual coins that you have never seen before. There's 152 of those.
Currency?
And they're rich. 1,000 gold each.
There is a very shiny chain shirt and some sort of ceremonial-looking dagger, very finely worked.
A ceremonial dagger. Hey, could someone hold up one of those coins? Someone hold up one of those. Do I know what that is?
Yes, Gideon, with your focus on cash, this is an ivory.
Oh.
It is worth 10 plot.
It's like an O'Leary?
It's a platinum.
Oh.
All right, I see that glint in your eye, but this was put here as a ceremonial offering. I don't think it's ours to take.
No, actually, Alex, what it looks like is that a bunch of the various other tombs have been ransacked and everything was being kept in here.
This is a collection of what's been put ceremonially.
Yeah, it looks like the giants had basically just stuffed everything into a single sarcophagus. Maybe they were going to use it as a, you know, like a carrying bag or something.
Maybe it was ceremonial. But
it's all been disrupted.
Anyway.
I still don't think it's ours to take.
I have a weird thing about grave robbing. I've seen too many vengeful people come back from the dead to claim what was rightfully theirs. Ooh. I don't want to. I mean, I've seen some similar stuff and I've heard tales, you know. I just don't want to.
Who did you hear the tales from? The dead. Your mummy?
I have to go.
Yeah, that's one luck point. That makes sense.
DM.
That's
one
interesting.
Doom point for me.
That's interesting. with that
the
joke,
thing that
it's
also
more
sucks
of a doom point.
Is because Maeve doesn't know her real mom.
Yeah.
So that was awesome,
Kev.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That would be awkward if I was capable of feeling awkwardness.
So do I know the origin of ivory? Is it elvish or is it from wherever these giants are from?
The coins?
Yeah.
The coins you would have seen, they're relatively modern. They're not extra planar. They're just high level coins.
It might not be what was originally put here. It might be like a little stash, but we could like split it up. We could give each of the sarcophagus, like you said, there's 129 of these?
152.
That's
my God.
A lot
okay.
of money.
So how about we give one to each sarcophagus?
I think we should collect it and give it to the refugees when they get here. They'll need the resources and they can figure out how they want to reset this.
Yeah, that's so altruistic, Alex.
Yeah, maybe we give them 100 of the platinum.
Oh.
And keep a little bit of it. Just a tiny bit.
Gideon's just sweating a little.
We killed and or banished some giants. I figured that's worth a little bit of payment.
Well, maybe that's their decision to make.
We are doing a good thing for them. Maybe they will say, oh, you guys did a good thing for us. And they will give us repayment. Something. But it's awkward if you ask, you know? It's...
Right. I'll just ask.
Very awkward if we just are like, oh, and then we also just stole this. We're keeping that for us.
We don't have to tell them that.
Well, you guys can tell that the other items, the coins are relatively common. The other items have more like family crests and things on them, so they would be more meaningful.
Can I pick up this ceremonial dagger?
Yes, you can.
What does it look like? What are we looking at here?
This is a strange... Well, actually, I'll get you to roll me a history check as well.
Oh, I love rolling for stuff.
I'm sorry. What would it be? It would be inspection, maybe. Or investigation, maybe.
Investigatory instincts.
Oh, can I give her the help action on that?
Do you have investigation as a skill? Is this something you're good at?
I have it as an expertise, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Expertise.
Then yes, you can.
Oh, I needed that. Thank you. 19.
All right. So this seems to be something from the Shadow Realm.
Oh! Back from Yu-Gi-Oh?
Can I?
Yeah,
can
Yu-Gi-Oh.
I?
No, it's from the Court of a Million Stars.
Excuse me? That sounds fucking epic.
Do I get any sort of sensations or feelings when I hold this dagger? Do I recognize any of the inscription?
Oh, is that where home is, maybe?
We don't know.
All right, you could roll me, an arcana check.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm proficient. It's fine. Yay!
That one.
18.
This dagger does seem to have some enchantments on it, absolutely.
Oh!
What?
Oh, I want to use my Eldritch Sight invocation and detect magic on this thing.
All right. Well, it is definitely magic. It is in terms of the magic itself.
I learned the school of magic.
Check the shirt, too. Check the chain shirt. God, I wish I was over there.
Check the chain shirt. You could be over there. I'm
scared of the worms.
Oh, right. Oh, yes. I'll get you. Get you to roll me a 12-sider, please, Gideon.
Fuck my life. Here we go. Okay, so that's a 12.
So that's quite good.
That's great. Well, we'll see. Kevin's system saw from the twisted mind of Kevin Cork. That could be bad.
All right. This has necromantic.
Sorry, magic. The shirt or the dagger?
The dagger.
Non-necrobardic.
Not necrobardic. Necrobark.
Mm. Guys, I have a weird feeling about this dagger. I kind of don't want to put it down, but I also don't want to take it.
Oh, we've been here before, man.
Well, if I... I think we should keep it with us because it's obviously connected to whatever they're doing here. Why didn't that guy come back? He's from a different plane. This is all so strange, you know? And if they're messing around with the Fae...
I stash the dagger in my cloak.
I watch exactly where she put it.
Yeah.
It's on, like, the inside lining of the left-hand side.
Just knowing she's had some issues in the past with trinkets.
Maeve, are you hearing a little rat god from the dagger, Maeve? Is little god talking to you right now, Maeve?
Are there any fucking voices coming out of this item, Kevin Cork?
Not that you notice.
Oh, perfect. It's all good then.
I would like to step away from my friends and move towards the body. And I want to kind of scan the body and the rest of the room and see if I notice any symbols or any kind of markings that I've seen before. And if I do, I would like to try and figure out what the fuck they are.
So you're talking about the giant's corpse?
Yeah.
All right. I'll just get you to do me perception.
The Joker's corpse. Oh, God. That hurt. 14.
You see that the axe itself has the symbol, looks like a strange skull with three worms.
Oh, shit.
Have I seen this in relation to Rend before?
Oh, in relation to Rend. Nice. Interesting. Yeah, but you could go, you could do, let me see, what would that be? That would be it wouldn't be an insight. It would be history.
History?
You know what? It would just be a straight wisdom check.
Great. That is my strong suit. Yeah. That is a 22.
Okay.
Nice.
So, yes, you do have a flash of memory when you were looking at, when you had interrupted your brother, he had sort of snatched up this small, thick book he had with had the exact same symbol on the cover.
Do I know of any deity or anything that's like some sort of worm or... parasite, like, sort of along those lines?
Yeah, you could make a religion check. This would be a difficult one. It would need to be an 18 or better.
Can I pray to Tehuti
for nice. Knowledge?
Give me the knowledge!
Yes, because that gives you something, right? Proficiency?
No. Oh, fuck.
I've you have that, the wrong you have a knowledge
goddamn
thing,
character sheet this whole time.
Who is that guy?
The whole time?
The whole time. For the past
it's okay,
year and
we're
a half,
back.
You guys.
Dude.
What?
What?
For the past year really? And a half?
Wait, what?
I built a barbarian. I don't know what I'm doing.
Wait a minute. Now, okay, I have to ask. Does Jisk actually have
we
banishment?
We have to re-record last 6 months.
Okay, good.
No, Jisk does have banishment. I was just looking at the wrong stats this whole time.
It's okay. Oh. I said for my attack that I attacked with a sword, and I don't have a sword. I have a shadow blade. So I'm just kind of just coasting on that one.
It's like a kind of sword.
It's close. This is kind of next level, though, babe. I was using the wrong character all this time.
Yeah. Oops.
To be fair, I played druid in this other game, so it's not like the stats are very similar. Wisdom base, kind of, you know?
All right. But yeah, I thought the features of your god was that you could pick up proficiency, knowledge, something like that. Is that
like a channel? I think you have a channel divinity or something.
Yeah. Yes, like channel divinity, knowledge of the ages gives me proficiency with any skill or tool for 10 minutes.
Right. So you could use that with your religion check.
Correct. Does that mean I get it even if I already have proficiency with that skill?
No. But if you want to use it, I will give you advantage.
Yes.
That's
so nice. You would be channeling down to Hootie's umbrella of knowledge.
I prostrate myself and say to Hootie, please, you've been the guiding light to finding Rend, to finding out what is dark within these depths. Please, I need your help once more.
Your divine connection is unstable.
Oh, fuck. I knew this would happen. It always happens at the worst times. Any knowledge of your deity, friends or foes? Do I hear anything from Judy?
You would hear a thousand different voices whispering information down through the ages. The secret is whether you can pluck the needed strand of information from the miasma of knowledge that swirls around you.
There's 900 voices going, Squirtle evolves into Wartortle, evolves into Blastoise.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right.
Each of you, let's just do a whispered voice on some random bit of knowledge that he would be hearing.
Stormboar bacon is not good to eat. It is tough and gamey and can lead to digestive upset.
All right.
Castor oil secreted from the anal glands of beavers smells like vanilla.
Wow.
All right.
Incredibly
so you're trying
similar
to
maple syrup.
I was just going to say, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, on the same evolutionary tree. Beavers and pineys.
Beavers are pineys from the Fae. Pineys are Fae.
Beavers are pineys from the Fae. Writing that down.
That's amazing.
All right, that's something else you hear. All right, Jisk, what's your roll?
Yeah. I rolled a 7 and a 10, so it's 16.
All right. What you are able to determine from this symbol, it is the symbol of Korgeth, the writhing prince, the pale maw, the devourer, is lord of worms and decay, a massive undulating form that crushes trees and cracks stone. Its presence seeps into the world of mortals via the trail of worms and maggots through living flesh.
Korgeth, the writhing prince.
What? What did you just say?
I thought Hermes has just granted me the knowledge I didn't know before, but it seems that this is some sort of massive god.
That sounds really scary. Maeve, the shirt. The chain shirt, Maeve. Well, you got the tech magic going.
Gideon, come on. I look at the shirt.
I'm sorry. What are you trying to do, Maeve?
If we're done with Chisk's writhing prince bit.
it might be the end of my brother, but whatever. Check the chain shirt.
Check the shirt. I can't hear anything. He's talking quiet.
The chain shirt, Maeve, is a very finely wrought chainmail shirt made from a unique metal.
Do I know what kind of metal it is?
That would be difficult, but you do kind of have nobility background. You were part of
that.
Yeah,
we had an armory in the
castle.
You
can do an investigation. I'll need an 18 or better on your investigation.
Can I help her on this since I've been bugging? Hold up the shirt. Damn, that's shiny.
And you're giving me help?
Yeah.
Okay, good. 19.
Ooh,
15 plus 4.
This chain shirt seems to be made of mithril.
This is a very high quality material, Gideon. This is mithril. And it's very light, and it's very, very damage durable.
Does not belong to us.
Your dialect sounds a little bit like Elvin when you say mithril.
I mean, the influences are there.
Sure, right, fair enough.
Right.
I am still holding the shirt. I have not put it down.
Yeah, Ilex is looking at everybody. This is all great, but remember, not ours.
We should take it with us just to deliver to Suskin and Gowser in case they want it. But if they don't want it, that's fine.
Correct. Yes. Maybe they don't want it. But maybe all those sweet children up there who are currently taking attacks on our behalf could maybe use a little bit of chainmail to protect them, don't you think?
If it fits them. If it fits, you know?
Of course. Yeah.
If the shoe fits.
If the shirt fits.
Gideon, this looks like kind of your size.
Okay.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
And actually, Gideon, if you want to wear it for now.
I appreciate it. I actually think I won't because I'm scared the worms will hear my jingle jangle.
Mechanically, is mithril chain jingle. Light armor?
I think chain would be heavy.
Oh, wait, it is mithril.
Mithril has, like, a thing, right?
It's medium armor.
I appreciate it. I'm not proficient in medium armor.
Oh, well, I am. I'll carry it, then.
Look at that. Look at that.
Ah, how the tables turn. Isn't that interesting?
It might be a little bit baggy on you, Ilex.
I'm just saying I can carry it out of this place.
Okay.
Might as well use it for the moment.
Listen, you could wear it if you wanted to. I think, in fact, you probably... Somebody should. And I think, I don't know about the dagger. It's got weird shadow realm.
It's got weird energy. I'm going to hold on to it. I've been through a lot. I think I can take it.
I don't think you should be the one to hold it. Can I have it, please?
I feel weird about it, though.
Yes, that's why you shouldn't hold it.
I'm just going to... precious dagger.
I'm precious. I'm going to crack the door and just peek and just make sure no one's on the other side right now.
There's somebody else.
Of the worm?
The worm door, yeah.
Okay, roll me a 12.
The artery.
A 12 set. Oh, dear. Okay, that's a 9.
All right. There is no one in the hall and no sounds of leather on leather.
Beautiful. All right. Should we move?
Yes.
Give me the dagger.
I give just the dagger.
I watch exactly where it goes.
It goes into my maple hole.
Don't put it up there. What the fuck, Chisk?
Blade first or handle first?
Handle first.
Handle first.
So you've just got
a
whole ass dagger in your butthole.
A whole ass dagger.
Oh, a whole ass asshole dagger. Right,
a whole ass asshole dagger.
We're explicit on Apple Podcasts.
I just get maple syrup on it. I don't put it in my maple hole. I put maple syrup on it and I put it away. Just so it's nice and gross and nobody else wants to touch it.
I'm not grossed out about things like that, Chisk.
That's fine. But I'm not worried about you, Ilex.
You look over at Ilex and she's licking the maple syrup.
Hey, no, no.
Oh, it's fine.
It's like what deer do to trees in the winter.
All right.
That's right.
I'm going to go into the hallway before I throw up.
Okay, so there is a door in the north wall of this place.
Right. Yes. Okay. I'll crack that door.
Yeah, I think we should stealth our way towards where... Are you still concentrating on that spell, Chisk?
No, it's gone.
Unlocate creature, so we don't know where Rend is.
No, once I concentrated on banishment, it's done.
Right, of course.
Can I just quickly crack this other door in the room?
Oh, boy.
Stealthily.
Yeah, roll me a stealthily.
I've got pass without a trace. I haven't lost concentration.
Let's go.
Huge. Okay, that's gonna be big baby 23.
Oh, my God.
Big baby. So you crack the door open silently. You see a long, empty room. There is a narrow path that extends straight down the middle of the room. And on either side, you see piled corpses that are burning with a sickly green light. At the far end of the hallway is a hooded figure standing, sort of chanting with its back to you.
That's good.
And we will hold it there for today.
Oh, man. Is that going to be a rend?
It's probably fine.
That's going to be a rend, I bet.
Is that the direction that I last remember Ren going?
It's north.
No, it's straight north. It's not northeast.
Okay.
Or not.
Okay, all right. West.
Okay, it's not. Well, he could have just moved.
Yeah, he could have moved, absolutely.
Thank you very much to Kobold Press for all of the very lovely Midgard materials. To Maps and Melodies, previously known as the Boy King of Idaho, for all of the sweet jams you heard in this episode, and to Morgan Ermter for all the graphic design work done for the Die As Cast. Who's got stuff to talk about this week? Diego.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back, you guys. It feels so fun to be playing again. What was I going to say? Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Diego Stredel. That's D-I-E-G-O-S-T-R-E-D-L. And yeah, you can... That's it.
You can play as him in New Tales to the Borderlands. You can be Diego.
You can play as Octavio. I voice him. He's so fun.
Emma!
I have nothing to plug except, I don't know, eating 3 square meals a day. Or not. No, don't say that. I take it all back. Find me on Instagram.
Find me on Instagram. That's how every president should end the debate. Yeah, I take all that shit back. Find me on Instagram.
Just find me on Instagram. I actually do plug registering to vote, if that's something that is important to the country that you are living in currently.
It sure is.
Don't steal mithril from kids.
We don't know if it was the kids to begin with. Okay, Maddie.
I, too, have nothing to plug right now, but you can follow me on Instagram at Madeline Hunter Smith. I do not post. You will be disappointed.
Kevin.
I think we should have people talk about their promo speeches, because I'm not sure they're providing the level of... effectiveness.
I'm so indifferent towards social media.
People are not here for that. They're here for our quality our D&D goofs. Play.
Exactly.
All right. You can find us.
The Royal We.
On the web, diascast.com. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at the Diascast. And
what?
Feel free to. And on Discord. Feel free to leave us a message. Send us an email. Let us know what you think.
Email.
Let us know how you feel. And if we could ask that our people to drop in a random bit of knowledge in honor of the miasma of knowledge that Chisk had to face this episode.
Did you know that Viggo Mortensen kicked, when he kicked that helmet, he actually broke his toe?
Really?
Crazy?
Yeah.
Did you know that in Django Unchained, when Leonardo DiCaprio grabbed the he actually cut his hand?
No way! What knowledge?
JFK was in Boy Scouts for 2 years in a place called Bronxville. You can follow me on all platforms at Griffin Gork.
Nice.
If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show, you can email me at griffin@diascast.com. If you want to tweet about the show, you can use #TheDiascast. Join the Discord. They get the episodes early. How early? It depends. I don't know. Come figure it out. And we will see you all for the next session.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.